You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3. And I'm so thankful you're here. Bus kids, I'm glad for you. Let's put away all the cell phones now for the next 6 or 7 hours, whenever we're together, and let's pay attention to the Word of God. It's good to be in God's house, and I'm so thankful that you're here today. Great crowd. And next Sunday's Friend Day. Out here in the back of the auditorium is the Friend Day flyers or brochures. You can get them as you leave and get a friend to come with you to God's house. The answer in America is Christians. That's the answer, the only answer we have. Godly Christians, good Christians. Let's take our Bibles, Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to ask you to stand together in reading of the Word of God, verse number 12 through verse number 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 16. We're going to read it together, and then Brother Fanero is going to lead us in prayer for the message. Verse 12, let's read together. Ready? Begin. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God,
Let's bow together in prayer this morning. Lord, what a joy it is to be able to gather together with your people. Lord, to be able to lift up our voices and sing songs of praise and worship to you. Lord, for you're worthy. You alone are worthy. And God, now as we prepare our hearts to seek your word, God, I pray that you would use our pastor. We ask that you would fill him with power from on high. God, may he be faithful to preach your word in truth and honesty. God, may we have hearts that are receptive. Lord, I pray that you would pierce through our hearts. And God, give us our need. Lord, I pray that you'd reveal to us exactly what you'd have us to hear from your word this morning. God, may it change us in a way to make us more like you. We ask your blessing on the service and the preaching to follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated.
And as you're seated today, we're in Colossians chapter 3. I want to ask Christians, if you're a Christian today, I want you to take inventory of your life. I want everyone to examine yourself. Don't examine your wife or your husband. Examine yourself. Don't examine your children or your parents. Examine yourself. I wonder today, in this great crowd, I imagine it'd be many. How many have to forgive somebody? How many have to show mercy to somebody? How many have to humble themselves before God and before man? We are tabernacling on planet Earth a short time. God says we live to be about 70. He said, it's my grace if you live to be 80. Some of you passed the 80s up, and I'm so thankful for you. Our church needs you. But life, they could tell you, is short. It's but a vapor. But I'm not going to bed tonight with bitterness in my heart toward anybody. Amen. I refuse to. There's enough that happens in my life every week that would cause me to be bitter. It's an amazing thing. I'm just trying to serve God. It's all I'm trying to do. And yet the lies that people say and spread against your pastor and the hateful discussions and the anarchy against Christianity, it wearies me. But my job is never to harbor any ill will toward anyone. I have 40-some deacons. I don't harbor any malice in my heart toward one deacon. Our deacon's wife are 75 to 100 staff members. Not any malice in my heart. I have a precious wife and 23 in our family now with grandkids. I don't have one thing in my heart. I could pillow my head tonight and say nothing between my God and my Savior with mankind. These men up here, I have nothing against them. The men of God in this and women of God in this church, that I thank God for you. But how about your life? I have other shortcomings, I'll tell you that. But I don't have a shortcoming with forgiveness. I can easily forgive. I don't have a hard time with mercy. I can easily show mercy. Now there's other things in my life. I battle these things. My sin that does so easily beset me, I battle that sin. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But God's word gives us a formula today, words for great Christians to live by. I want you to look at me in verse number 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Are you elect? Yes, you are. If you're saved, you're elect of God. God voted for you. The devil voted against you, and you cast the deciding ballot. You got saved. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy, beloved. Here it is. Bowels. Let's take that word, bowels. Bowels is the innermost being part of man. It's your intestines. It's your heart. It's your liver. It's your lungs. All of this is protected by this rib cage because God says it's so important. And God says the word bowels. That means every part of your fiber inside your heart. The Bible says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, bowels of mercy. I don't like AOC. I don't like Hillary Clinton. Amen. I don't like Chuck Schumer and the whole crowd. But I tell you what, I pray for them.
Amen.
They need to come to know Christ. I don't believe in what they stand for. But these people, I don't have a wish list that they get hurt either. I don't have an unforgiving spirit in my body. God says, Jack, I want you to have, number one, I want you to have bowels. It's come from the inside, not the outside in, inside out. I want you to have bowels of mercy. Mercy is compassion. Mercy is pity. I want you to show pity on these people. I want you to show pity on those that write against you and call against you. I want you to show pity toward that man. I want you to show pity for those that want to sue us, those that want to hurt us. I want to show pity and compassion to everybody, and so should you. Bowels of mercy, say it. Bowels of mercy comes from the inside. Secondly, he says, not only bowels of mercy, but bowels of kindness. Bowels of mercy. Then kindness, moral goodness toward everybody. Just being kind to everybody, howdy to everybody, to homeless people, to poor people, to rich people, to those that are successful and those that are lazy. God says, I want you to show kindness to everyone. I want you to show kindness to these men, kindness to these men. I want you to show kindness. Be kind one to another, Ephesians 4:32, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Why can't you have kindness? Why can't you hit this altar this morning and say, I have not been kind to my wife or to my husband or to my children. I am going to get right with God today. Kindness. It's coming from the inside out, not the outside in. Well, I'll be kind to her if she's kind to me. That's from the outside in. I'll be kind to her from the inside out. Regardless what she says, regardless what he says, regardless what sin he's carrying in his life, bowels of kindness, bowels of mercy. That mercy, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be called the children of God, Matthew 5. Are you merciful with people? Would you take it? Are you merciful? Do you show pity to people? Are you kind to people? Look what the Bible goes on to say. Bowels of mercy, bowels of kindness, bowels of humbleness. That's where the problem is today. That's why you're having such conflict in your home. That's why you're having such conflict in your life. And we blame everything else. But the problem is you're not humble. God resisteth the proud. He giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you. I've got people that they're blaming the alcohol for their behavior. They're blaming the drugs for their behavior. They're blaming their mates for their behavior. They're blaming everybody. But that's just simply pride. God hates pride. And if I'm going to humble myself, humility comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. Bowels of mercy, bowels of kindness, bowels of humility. Humility is not thinking low of yourself. A lot of times people, I've pastored people, this is their humility. Oh, God bless you. They're all bent over. This is not humility. This is arthritis. Bending down low is not humility. One writer said, humility is not raising yourself higher or raising yourself lower. It's not thinking of yourself at all. That's what kindness is. That I'm not going to think of anybody. That's what humility is. I'm not going to think of myself, my wants, my wishes, my sorrow, my disappointment, my heartache. I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about my wife.
Amen.
I'm thinking about my husband. I'm thinking about my children. I'm thinking about my parents. Amen. You teenagers today, I don't know what kind of homes you're being raised in. Most of you are being raised in good homes, and yet you oppose your mom and dad on every issue of life. You fight against your mom. You fight against your dad. What's wrong with you? The Bible still says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Amen.
God's word says the bowels of mercy. Number one, bowels of. Secondly, bowels of. Thirdly, bowels of. Bowels of meekness. Meekness. What is meekness? It's power, but it's under control.
Amen.
Perhaps you're a boss today. Perhaps you're a manager. Perhaps you govern people. But when you govern people, you don't do it with, I'm the boss, sit down, shut up, and listen to me. You don't treat people that way. You serve your people.
Yes, amen.
Pat Riley wrote a book. Pat Riley was the coach of all these different NBA teams and so many with the Lakers. And he wrote a book, I covered it with my staff years and years ago, about what he called pink towels. And it was before the day when pink was looked at as effeminate. But he'd give out pink towels to the boys as they got done playing a game and was going to the locker room to shower. He'd hand out the towels. And he said, I found out that just that little small gesture meant so much to those boys that I was there and said, good job, good game. And he went on to win so many records. But that's meekness. He had power. Sit down. Do it my way. He came into one club, I forget what, it was on the East Coast. And I said, you three guys stand over there in that corner, at the corner of the gym. Right there where the court comes in. And you two guys stand over here. And you stand over here. And the rest of you guys stand over here. See, that's the problem with our team right there. You two guys are doing your own thing. You're doing your own thing. You guys are doing your own thing. And you guys are, you're not gelling as a team. And he had to teach those men to have humble hearts before God. And meekness, but they were great. They were all great, but they had to put that under control and work together as a team. And they won an NBA title that year because they learned to get along, to encourage one another, to help one another. It didn't matter if they were shooting the ball. They might be the one that fed the ball, but they won games. And that's what God's given you power.
Amen.
God's given you authority. Don't use it to boss people around and hurt people.
Yes.
Bowels of mercy. Bowels of kindness. Coming from the inside, bowels of humbleness. Bowels of meekness. And long-suffering. Long-suffering means to suffer long. Just reverse the word. It means it's like Thanksgiving. Just reverse it. It's giving thanks. And long-suffering is just reversed. It's to suffer long. I don't know what you suffer with today, but everybody in this room suffers. It may be physical. There's hundreds of you in this room that are suffering today physically. God says, I want you to suffer with long suffering. Suffer. Say, I'm so lonely in life. Well, suffer through that.
Good.
I'm just lonely in life. Well, suffer through that. I'm having financial woe. Well, then suffer through that.
Amen.
Got to work it out. He always does. You're suffering with all the health, and your medicine cabinet looks like a drugstore. But God says, I want you to suffer long. And it comes from inside. And when it comes from inside, you don't tell anybody about it. You're long-suffering. When you tell everybody about your latest knee surgery and your latest this surgery and latest that surgery and your latest headache and your latest all that, that's from the outside in. But God says, I want you to be from the inside out. Look what he says, God's word. In verse 13, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. To forgive is to cancel. Some of you have been raised in terrible situations. Your mom wasn't there. Your dad was a drunk. Your dad was a womanizer. Who knows what you were raised in? But until you can cancel and forgive the wrong that your dad, your mother, your brother, or your somebody said, the wrong that people have done to you. I don't know. I hope I could. Last Sunday afternoon, I watched that Erica Kirk. And she said to the shooter of my husband that assassinated him, I forgive you. I don't know, brother, I don't know if I could do that. Apparently a movie star by the name of Tim Allen. Tim Allen this week came out and said this. My father was killed when I was 11 years of age at 1964. A drunk driver killed my dad. I have been bitter at that man since 1964. But he said, I heard a young lady speak last Sunday afternoon at her husband's funeral. Her husband was assassinated. And she said, I forgive you. And he said, since the first time since 1964, I don't know if he's a Christian or not, but he said, I prayed and asked God to let me forgive that person that killed my dad.
Praise God.
I wonder, in your life, who you have to forgive. All of you have been, everybody in this room has been hurt. You may have been hurt by a pastor. I have never, ever, ever in my life tried to hurt one member, but I've got hundreds of members that have left here, they're angry with me. Hundreds of students that have come through our school that don't like their pastor, and I just can't comprehend it, and it troubles me. It troubles my heart. It keeps me awake at night. But God says, here are seven graces. Here are seven graces that you need in your life. You absolutely need to have mercy.
Amen.
You have to have kindness.
Yes.
You have to have humility. You have to have long-suffering, forbearance, and forgiveness. So what saves a nation then?
Yeah.
verse 14. Above all these, put on charity. This nation will be spared by love of God's people.
Amen.
If you love people, if you have a genuine love for people, you love everybody you talk to. God's word said, herein is love, not that he loved us, but that we loved him. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Christianity is a love gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's salvation plan is based upon love. The choir sang about it this morning. Thank God for the cross and paid in full. Jesus hung on that cross between two thieves and he cried his last word, it is, he used the Greek word tetelestai, it is finished, completely paid. God owed a debt God paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. I tell you how we change this world. We love those Republicans and we love those Democrats. We just love them. Secondly, how do we save a nation? Well, verse number 15. Let the peace of God rule your hearts. That's inner. Let God's peace far away in the depths of my spirit tonight. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. How do you save a nation? You love people. Secondly, you're governed by the peace of God. Thirdly, and I'm done, by the word of God. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell on you richly. I have to make a decision today. Am I to keep these graces in my heart, all seven? Am I gonna have mercy toward everybody? Am I gonna have mercy to these bus kids up here? God bless you girls and guys that come on the bus. They need mercy. Everyone needs mercy, pity, concern. Am I gonna show mercy this week? Am I gonna show kindness to everybody on the journey of life, everybody? Those that love me, those that hate me. Amen. Those that wish that I'd die. Amen. Am I going to show kindness toward that crowd today? I guarantee if I die this week, I think I should have a pretty good sized funeral. You'd come. Right? Yeah. But I'll probably get picketers out front that come too. That's part of life. You're going to have to show kindness to people and humbleness of heart. You won't get in that fight or that argument on the way home from church if you just keep your mouth shut. Just smile.
Good.
You're not going to win with your wife, sir. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, women, let that ruminate a while. Women! Think on that for a while. Women don't think like men. That's the problem. Can I get a witness on that? Can I get an amen on that? And men don't think like women. I don't know about you, but it's always me. It's always me. I make fun, women don't think like men, but it's always me that's the one that's wrong. God wants to spare this nation, but he's gonna do it through love. He's gonna do it through the word of God. He's gonna do it through the peace of God. And you can have peace in your heart today. But you have to get these seven graces coming from the inside out. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I love these people. They know I love them. I love them. I'm so thankful for them. I'm thankful for visitors today. God, so many visitors. We're so very grateful for them. God, do a work in our heart. Help us to leave here with a desire to show mercy and kindness and humility of heart, meekness, long-suffering. God, help us to be good people, loving mankind and the peace of God ruling in our hearts. And God, may the Word of God be very strong in our hearts.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.